Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you for the privilege to come to the throne of grace. And Father, as we come to the throne of grace for this woman, that she just, I don't even know her name, but you know her name. You know exactly who she was talking about. I don't know if Marlene knows her name or not. But anyway, we come against the devil that's attacked that woman, that says she's genetically set up so that she's going to have breast cancer, so she's going to lose her breath. That sounds just like the devil, to steal, kill, and to destroy a beautiful woman, something God made and made beautiful, and try to destroy her. So Satan, we rebuke you and come against you, and may this woman never, ever have any kind of breast cancer in the name of Jesus. Satan, I take authority over you. We take authority over you as the body of Christ. We rebuke you and command you to get your hands off of her and her family. And Lord, we ask you to move with the power of the Holy Spirit and also send warring angels to watch over that woman and protect her. May she live to be an old, healthy woman, unless you come again for all of us. May she live to be an old, healthy woman and never have a sign of breast cancer. But may you do something supernatural and make her so beautiful in her breast that she'll be such a beautiful woman. Lord, I'm tired of praying natural things anymore since we have a supernatural God. I think we ought to be supernatural in everything we do. Everything should be supernatural to bring glory and honor to you. People need to ask, why can you do this? Why can you do these things? And we need to say, it's because of faith in the name of Jesus I can do these things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. In fact, I'll tell you, yesterday, day before yesterday, when I got up there, there was a little lady. I met a little lady there, and she looked up at her mother and made a statement about me. And after she made that statement, I was kind of tickled at the statement. And the mother then, the grandmother rather, when she was standing beside me, she looked at my hair and she said, "You know, my granddaughter is right. Said you really do have beautiful hair." She said, "You know, your hair is so thick. How do you do that?" I said, "By faith in the name of Jesus." She said, "Most men when you're your age have no hair." But she said, "You know, I guess like you say, when hair starts coming out, we say, well, I guess I'll be bald time I'm 50. And she said, "I heard a lot of men make that statement, and women." And she said, "So they lose their hair." I said, "Well, you won't ever hear me make that statement." I praise and thank the Lord for my thick head of beautiful hair. And I praise Him and thank Him for it all the time. So I said, He's a faith God, and whatever you speak in faith is what He's going to do. Isn't that amazing? You can have what you say. I mean, that's almost wild, isn't it, Bobby? You can have what you say with your mouth. He didn't give us no limitations, did He? Absolutely not. So praise the Lord. If you need to be prayed for, we'll be happy to pray for you. Now, we got a whole bunch of video and audio tape. Cheryl and some of the other staff have taken a bunch of our submasters and stuff, because we're not using submasters on video anymore. We're converting what we used to have to use submasters into DVD from the original masters, and now we're transmitting DVD digital information to our VCRs, and we're going to limit the videotapes down to about 12. We're going to have about 12 of our best video teachings over the years, and that's all we're going to keep in video, because it takes too long to make them and they're too expensive. But we're going to do everything else on DVD and CD and cassette. The DVD is the video. But when I can take an 8-hour teaching on video and put it on a DVD up to 8 hours, and I can buy that thing for 40 cents and I can duplicate it in 12 minutes instead of 8 hours, it's a big difference in time and everything. So I can take an 8-hour teaching on DVD and duplicate it at 16x in 6 minutes, or in 8x, which is what I'm doing right now, in 12 minutes. And so we can make a multitude of things much faster and much cheaper. And then we can ship it cheaper. And so it cuts down on our cost and everything. And then I told a man this last week, I said, he called me and asked me a question about something about his tithing on something. And I explained to him how to do it. And he asked me if I needed anything. And I told him, well, yes, I'm fixing to buy some new printers. And he said, well, what do you think they're going to cost? I said, well, the one we're looking at right now is somewhere around $8,000. And he said, well, when you find the one you want, just let me know and send me the bill. And I thought, wow, is God awesome or is he awesome? So now then, we'll find these printers and these new printers that we're going to have. We got the first one probably already there. I'm going to pick it up tomorrow. And I'm going to check the first one. And we can put 100 DVDs or CDs on it. And like 30 minutes later, they come out printed. You know, we don't have to touch nothing. Instead of having to sit there and rechange them and everything, put 100 in there, 30 minutes later, bam, they're out. So I get two or three of those, put 300 on there, in 30 minutes, I got 300 printed videos. Wow. That's going to be awesome. And the Lord told this guy, just go ahead and pay for it. And he's going to bless him abundantly. So, is it wonderful? I mean, when you serve Jesus, he pays your bills. I just praise the King for all this stuff. So, anyway, we got a lot of our older, archives, you might say, video and everything back there. They don't have the new labels, but they're still good teachings. They're very powerful, you know, and they are still the ones we'll have, some of those. But anyway, they're back there, and they're stuff that we've been making teachings off of, submasters. But so just because they don't have the fancy label, they're still good videos, and they still got the same teaching. So you're welcome to anything back there. DVDs and everything, it's all free. Okay, yeah, and there is a whole bunch of brand new DVD teachings back there. So anything you want, you know, just look and take what you want and be blessed and take it and give it to your family and this little girl up here.
This is the finishing up of our teaching on who you are in Christ. This is several teachings. It's on several CDs and on a DVD. And we have this teaching, and we also, like I said earlier, we have the teaching on how to walk in God's anointing. The things that I've learned over the years from reading and studying God's Word to be able to see the Lord answer your prayer in a great and mighty way, and to be able to see the Lord do these mighty miracles that I've had the privilege to see Him do. And when you have the privilege to pray for people, I mean, like for instance, just yesterday I was talking to a man that several years ago, he said when I walked in church, he had broken his wrist the day before, and he wanted me to pray for him. Because he knew that I had the privilege to walk in this supernatural anointing with God, and I got my prayers answered. And so whenever he found out on Saturday he had broke his wrist, he didn't even go to the doctor, but he wouldn't let the doctor put it in a cast. He comes Sunday to church, and although his arm was in very severe pain, he wanted me to pray for him. He said, I know as soon as you pray for me, God's going to heal me. And sure enough, I prayed the prayer of faith for him, and immediately the Lord took away his pain, and the next day he was out roping cows with that arm that had been broken, that wrist that had been broken the day before. Well, he was miraculously, completely, totally healed. And I think about the wonderful things. I think about when the Lord took all of Philip's warts off of his body and all of his scars 10 years ago when Philip was just a young man. And now then Philip's 21 and he works for me in the ministry and he's such a fine young man. And I think about little Michelle Gregg whenever she had her problem with her athlete's foot and how the enemy had beat up on her and slipped into her and had this terrible case of what they thought was athlete's foot, when it was really a demon eating her toes off. And when they got a hold of that, and her daddy done what I told him to do that night when he took the word of God and kicked out the devil and prayed for his daughter for healing by the power of the Holy Spirit. By the next morning, he did that at 11 o'clock at night, and by the next morning, his little girl was completely well. I mean, really, really, we got to see God do an awesome, awesome thing there. Now the Lord, He is a mighty God. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And there's so many people to say, but you know, there is no God. He doesn't do these things no more. Well, that's a lie. He does do these things. The reason He doesn't do them for you is because you don't know the Word or you're walking in some kind of sin. He clearly says in Psalm 66:18, He will not hear the prayer of a sinner. So if you're walking in some kind of sin, you're talking evil about people, lying, stealing, cheating, living with some man or woman out of wedlock, naturally God's not going to hear your prayer. Or if you can't get along with your wife, or if the women don't submit to their husbands and come to their husbands for their prayer warrior, God won't hear your prayer. He has made a set of rules. And most people are like I was most of my life. They do not know what those rules are. So since you don't know what those rules are, then you just pray flippantly. And another thing people need to realize, that you can get nothing from God unless you ask the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. That's the only way you can approach a throne of grace. You cannot get a prayer answered any other way. Now then, if you just pray, God, would you please do this, or God, I ask you to do this, let me tell you who's going to answer your prayer. The God of this world, which is the devil. And you probably won't like his answer. Now, the devil talks to you once in a while, says something, and I've seen a lot of people that says, God spoke to me and told me to do something. And I said, what did he tell you? And when they told me what he said, I told them, I said, that wasn't God the Father. That was the God the devil. Because that does not line up with the Word of God. So if what the Lord, the real God of heaven, tells you, it will always agree with the Word of God. Always. It will never, never disagree with the Word of God. So, how are you going to know the difference? Study and read the Word of God. Then you learn what Jesus is really like. You can never know Christ outside of knowing Him in the Word. That's where you learn what our King likes and what He doesn't like. And that's in the Word. He and the Word are one. Now then, if you would like any of our teachings, we would love to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the website, and you can listen to these teachings online. We have them there. You can download them. You can burn them to your own CD and put them in your car and listen to them. And I have about a year and a half's worth of teachings on the website. Or you can go to the web and order these entire teachings instead of being on 15-minute services like they are on the radio. You can order the entire things, and some of those teachings are several hours long, uninterrupted. So, if you like any of this information, just call us. We'll send them to you. We also have two healing schools a month, which you can find on our website. We teach people what causes sin, sickness and its sin. And we teach them how to repent and how to get healed. So come and expect God to do a miracle for you. Praise the King.